Hello and welcome to ACAPS Audio Reports. Today we will be anticipating developments and impacts in Sumska Oblast in Ukraine through May 2025. Part 1 Summary. Sumska Oblast, in the north of Ukraine, has been facing a growing humanitarian crisis since August 2024. Conflict has escalated following Ukrainian forces' cross-border incursion into the adjacent Kursk Oblast in Russia, which began in the same month. Sustained high levels of Russian attacks have persisted since. Heightened insecurity has heavily constrained people's access to basic and essential services, such as healthcare, protection services, banking, communications, and transport, particularly in the most crisis-affected areas, i.e. those within 20 kilometers of the border. More communities have received evacuation orders, generally voluntary but mandatory for children, with more than 38,500 people leaving unsafe areas in Sumska Oblast by the end of October, most of whom had evacuated since August. At the same time, NGOs have faced additional access and operational constraints while responding to the impacts of the crisis. In the next 6 months, the situation in Sumska Oblast is expected to deteriorate further as hostilities in Kursk Oblast and attacks on Sumska Oblast persist. The sustained intensity of Russian attacks in Sumska Oblast, as elsewhere, in particular across frontline oblasts, in part enabled by Russia's military production capabilities and supply rates of missiles and shells, will likely remain similar to current levels, but the impacts of such attacks will worsen with the gaps in Ukraine's defense. Sumskyi and Shostynskyi rains, already the most affected by air attacks, will likely continue to be at the most risk of continued attacks and damage. Sustained Russian attacks, including on civilian infrastructure, will continue to drive converging humanitarian needs, such as shelter, health, livelihoods, and protection. Sumska Oblast also faces heavy damage to its energy infrastructure, made worse by the escalation since August 2024. Continued attacks on the energy infrastructure during winter will likely result in unplanned power outages, compounding the impact of pre-existing energy deficits during the cold season and severely disrupting access to essential services, such as heating services that rely on uninterrupted power. The lack of authorities' capacity to respond in Sumska Oblast will further contribute to widening persistent humanitarian gaps, particularly if winter conditions and insecurity disrupt responders' access to affected areas. Unable to meet their needs elsewhere, displaced people are at risk of moving back to their homes, often in unsafe areas subject to evacuation orders. Part 2 – Crisis Overview. Sumska Oblast has experienced an overall increase in attacks through 2024, and the spike in August has been the highest level of conflict activity in the oblast since 2022. The current escalation follows an incursion by Ukrainian forces into Russia's Kursk Oblast on 6 August and follows earlier increases in air attacks in March and May 2024. In March, Russian air attacks on Sumska Oblast increased following limited cross-border raids into Russia's Kursk and Belgorod oblasts allegedly by pro-Ukraine Russian groups operating from Sumska Oblast. Similar Russian air attacks on Sumska Oblast followed further cross-border raids by these groups in late May. One of the objectives of the Ukrainian military in the August Kursk incursion was to draw Russian troops away from other frontline areas in Ukraine, such as Donetska Oblast, but this plan failed. In general, conflict in Kursk Oblast has persisted through November into early December. Russian forces have primarily targeted both the Ukrainian military's lines of communication and overall civilian infrastructure in Sumska Oblast, including energy infrastructure, causing significant damage and casualties. Notably, the 137 civilian fatalities recorded in Sumska in September are the highest monthly toll in the oblast since the full-scale Russian invasion began in 2022. In the 3 months between August to October, fatalities also more than doubled compared to the first 7 months of 2024. This includes the earlier increases in fatalities in the March and May escalations. By the end of October, Russian air attacks on Sumska Oblast were 65% higher compared to July, the month prior to the Kursk incursion. The areas most affected by airstrikes since August are primarily in the 20-kilometer zone from the border with Russia, including Bilopolska and Krasnopolska Ramadas in Sumskii Raion, Velikopisarivska Ramada in Oktyabrskyi Raion, and Esmanska Ramada in Shoshkinskii Raion. Figure 2 shows that not only have the attacks in Sumska Oblast increased since August, but, from that point onwards, Sumska Oblast became one of the oblasts where close to the majority of Russian air attacks were being carried out nationwide. Shelling in Sumska Oblast has also intensified, particularly in the 20-kilometer zone from the border with Russia, with a notable concentration in areas 5 kilometers from the border. Part 3: Anticipated Situation. In the next 6 months, crisis impacts and humanitarian needs in Sumska Oblast will likely remain similar to the situation since August 2024. Attacks on Sumska Oblast can be expected to continue to drive displacement and evacuation, particularly from the 20-kilometer zone. Attacks on energy infrastructure and cold weather conditions will aggravate the existing hardships of the most affected groups in the winter period, and some humanitarian needs will remain unmet given persistent response gaps and constraints. Active ground hostilities in Kursk, which intensified in November, are expected to persist throughout the winter months, indicated by the reinforcement of Russian forces by North Korean troops in November. Ukrainian forces were authorized by international partners to use long-range weapons supplied by them in Kursk Oblast, which may enable the Ukrainian military to attempt destroying military targets in Kursk, including a Shahed drone launch site used in attacks on energy infrastructure. Elsewhere across Russia, however, the use of long-range weapons remains off-limits, and the Ukrainian forces will not be able to effectively target production, storage, and launch sites, including those used in attacks on Sumska Oblast. Irrespective of the evolution of the conflict in Kursk, the associated attacks on Sumska Oblast will continue, making the 20-kilometer zone more insecure and isolated while further destabilizing the humanitarian situation across the oblast. Russia will be able to maintain its current level of military capability well into 2025. And Russian forces have the capacity to at least sustain the current rate of air attacks on Sumska Oblast, including targeted attacks on the energy infrastructure. Similarly, shelling from the Russian territory on Sumska border areas since 2022 will highly likely continue at a similar intensity. Sumskii and Shoshkinskii Raions, having the longest shared border with Russia and sustained the highest level of damage from continuous attacks since 2022, will likely remain the most affected by shelling as per current trends. The attacks on energy infrastructure since 2022 are also expected to continue regardless of Kursk conflict developments. Attacks on the energy infrastructure across Sumska Oblast spiked in late September 2024 and have caused damage-related unplanned power cuts. Sumska Oblast is also one of the three most affected oblasts in terms of district heating facility damage after Kharkivska and Kievska. Urban areas in Sumska Oblast are more reliant on district heating than the national average, making them particularly vulnerable to Ukraine's damage-related energy deficit. A separate risk exists if Russian forces push the Ukrainian forces out of Kursk entirely, as they could use the momentum to invade the adjacent Sumskii Raion border areas of Sumska Oblast across Sudzha town in Kursk, where the Ukrainian forces are concentrated. Such a scenario is hypothetical, and its impact would be limited to some border areas in the 5 km zone in Sumskii Raion, which are already heavily depopulated. Ukrainian authorities may issue additional evacuation orders in advance. High numbers of older people and IDPs, and energy infrastructure damage, alongside people's limited capacity to cope with winter-related challenges. To read the full version of this report, visit acaps.org. Follow us on X, LinkedIn, Instagram and Threads at ACAPS Project for regular updates. ACAPS, see the crisis, change the outcome.